Miss America, homeless again. 1st of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. No one, it seems, wants Miss America. Television viewers don't. Networks don't. Most assuredly, advertisers don't. After being broadcast for years over the ABC television network, the melodramatic beauty contest was dropped, and Miss America found herself homeless until Country Music Television, or CMT, picked her up. Now, after only 2 years, CMT has also dropped the 86-year-old show. Would-be contestants are devastated. Promoter of two rival contests, Miss USA and Miss Universe, Donald Trump said, quote, "They feel rejected, wouldn't you?" unquote. Bubba Jeter, a spokesman for CMT News, told UnNews reporter Lotta Lies, quote, "We love the venerable old bitch, but no one else does. And we can't show half-naked bikini babes if people aren't interested in ogling them," unquote. Critics of the contest, mostly hairy-legged feminists and limp-wristed homosexuals, are partly responsible for the decline of the show's popularity, actor-turned-pundit Sean Penn said, explaining that, quote, "real men prefer transsexuals," unquote. Seymour Una Beach, 14, added, quote, "a dude can see a lot more TNA on the beach, where half the chicks wearing thongs have their butts out on display," unquote. Eddie Borden, 12, said, quote, "add browlessness, which is rampant among young women today, and there's absolutely no need to tune in a beauty contest," unquote. Fletcher Letcher, 10, agreed, saying, quote, "adolescent boys, preteens, made up most of what was left of the Miss America's contest audience, and we sure as hell weren't watching it to see some bitch in a formal gown or trying to sing or dance. It's all about tits and ass, and as we can see more on that in the street, on the beach, or in the classroom. In fact, any student who wants to have sex has only to ask his teacher. Male or female, the teachers now are more than happy to provide a little sex education privately, if you catch my drift," unquote. To spice up the show last year, the contest added a behind-the-scenes pageant boot camp reality show prelude. Jeter recalled, quote, "but when the contest started, only 2.3 viewers across America tuned in to watch the 2006 winner, Lauren What's-Her-Name, get crowned. Half-naked women just don't have the drawing power they had in the more innocent days," unquote. The spokesman said that CMT suggested that the Miss America organization change its format to replace bikinis with bare flesh, reinventing the contest as the Miss Nude America contest. Quote, "then maybe a few pimply teens would tune in and we'd be more willing to air the contest until 2010, as we'd originally planned," unquote, from CMT. The organization refused to go bare and CMT declined to renew its option to air the show. Donna Watch, a spokesperson for the organization, said, quote, "they told us essentially to put out or get out, so we got out," unquote. Reportedly, the homeless show is in discussion with other television networks concerning ways to get back on the air with a bigger audience. Watch said, quote, "Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network have expressed interest if we lose the talent in evening gown segments of the show and allow thongs," unquote. CMT has decided to replace the Miss America contest with the Miss Transsexual America, a beauty contest in which wannabe women compete for the title of America's loveliest ladyboy, Skeeter said. In the 2006, the 2006 winner of the Miss America contest, Linda Nelson of Oklahoma, is okay, said she is considering to having a sex change so that she can enter the new contest as a, quote, "former woman," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.